Scott City Beaver football team wrapped up an unbeaten district slate, and now they get ready for postseason as they will host the Smoky Valley Vikings, and a familiar foe for Scott City. Played them in the districts the last couple years, but they come to Darner Field on Friday night. Should be a good game. Starts at 7 o'clock there at Darner Field. Got a couple of seniors once again on the show. We start off with the senior defensive back, Evan Fry. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good.
All right. Season gone fast enough for you?
Oh, very fast.
Almost too fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
But been a pretty fun season. You part of the defense that preserved a shutout, third shutout by the defense this year. And how'd you feel like things went for you at Colby last Friday?
Pretty good. I just play a little deep, so they got a few passes on my side, so I just need to play a little closer.
Well, I made some adjustments there, but I've just kind of been watching you throughout the year. Do you feel like that probably your strength is your tackling?
Yeah, I like to tackle low, hit the ankles.
It's ankles. It's like wrestling, isn't it?
Yep.
it's funny how that is a combination there for you. But, it's been a good season so far for you. What's probably been your favorite part?
Hanging out with the team, my friends. It's my senior year, so it feels great to hang with all the buddies.
All right. And game has been your favorite game so far?
Probably Hugoton. When Dylan scored that last touchdown, it was great time to just get together and cheer with him.
All right, but it's hard to believe it's football time. As a competitor, you've been through postseason before here. What's it like? Is it a little bit of a different level for you as you head into postseason?
Yes, very much.
All right, is it quite a bit amped up more?
Yes, very much.
Okay, yeah. What would you like to see as you go make this run?
Go pretty far. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Knock some teams off along the way, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you starting Friday. Senior Evan Fry joining us here. Thanks again. As always, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Evan Fry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Our next guest is a senior linebacker and guard, J.P. Harris. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thanks again for joining me here. Well, Colby game, you guys preserved another shutout there. Defense, offense really helped pave the way for a good game last week. How'd you feel like you played in that game?
I played pretty good. I bumped my ankle a couple weeks ago, so once we get up pretty big, I tend to get pulled pretty early.
Yeah, well, got to save it for the run there, but I've been feeling pretty good now with that.
Oh, yeah.
Improving?
Oh, yeah. This week has been really good. I've started not to hurt as bad. Just feels better.
That's good. Well, you've had a pretty good run this year at linebacker and also at guard there. And, speaking on linebacker side of things, what's been really the key to your success this year?
I feel like I've ran downhill way better this year. I've hit a couple people a lot harder than I have in the past.
All right. And, you got to like pulling teams, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, find those holes and shoot those gaps, huh?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun.
But, yeah, defense, offensive, if you get a pancake on defense, you flatten somebody, you get some pancake stickers. How many of those do you have on the helmet?
Oh, I think after this week I'll have 5 or 6.
All right.
Somewhere in there.
And then, you got to eat pancakes for every stack of those, all right?
Of course, of course.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know. But as you look forward here to Friday night, it's going to be a pretty good battle there, Smoky Valley. And what do you see with them as you've watched some film on them?
They seem pretty physical. They're really old. They got a lot of experience. So I'm ready to see how it goes. I'm ready to out-physical the physical team.
I got a question. They're really old, huh?
Yeah.
But they're your age.
They are, I guess. Yeah, I guess you're right there.
No, I get what you're trying to say. They've got a lot of experience. But, you guys have quite a few players as well with a lot of experience. But they've been some pretty close games in years past.
Yeah, they have. Last year was probably my favorite game is when we played them. Mm-hmm. Everyone came as a team last year, and we were able to pull it out. So I hope we can do that this year, maybe beat them a little better.
All right. What's been your favorite moment so far this year?
Well, probably at TMP when I was able to read it really well right off the bat, and I blew up the running back and then was able to bounce the QB's head off the ground. That was pretty fun.
All right. But, you've had a fun season so far. I'm glad you're getting healthier here and at the right time. And thanks again, JP, as always, and good luck to you coming up here.
Of course. Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, senior J.P. Harris joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware in Scott City, now joined here with Coach Jim Turner. Coach, a big week for you here, but last week, a nice 48-0 win on the road against Colby, and I know that was a Colby team that was a little shorthanded, but, you know, they put out a good fight early on, but you guys were able to kind of really dominate that game, take full control in that second quarter.
Yeah, I didn't feel like we came out very well, you know, little, I don't know where our heads were at, but we lined up wrong a few times on defense. We got that corrected, and you know, they ran a completely different defense than what we had worked on that we'd seen on film. Kind of loaded up the box. They had 8-9 guys in there. So, you know, we just had to Dylan did a great job of throwing the ball around early, which was what was open, and then, you know, kind of stretched them with that a little bit and then got back to our running games.
No, and definitely the passing definitely opened up a lot of those running lanes for your guys.
Yeah, probably biggest concern. We got to come out a lot better than that. We got to be a little more focused and you know, come out ready to play like we have in some of our other games. I think playoffs takes care of that. I mean, you know, they can read the papers, they see scores online. Colby struggled this year a little bit, you know, so they all aware of that. So they know we've got a big chore in front of us with Smoky Valley.
But you're starting to get a little healthier here again, of course, with JP. We talked to him here a little bit, that getting healed up there and getting Jace healed up at the right time as well. And that's going to be huge going forward for you guys here.
Yeah, JP's healed. He looked great today. You know, he's flying around on defense and wasn't limping anywhere. And so I think he's ready to roll. And Jace looks pretty good. And he's still got the slight hairline in there. You know, it's not going to be good for a while. But he's tough and he's running through it. And he's looked good at practice too.
But, you know, seeing a left-handed quarterback is a little different there. Does that make things – do you have to adjust a little bit when you see maybe a left-handed quarterback compared to a right-handed one?
I don't think so, because I don't see him running that way so he can pitch. Mm-hmm. They don't run option out of the wishbone. They're running power. So, you know, he throws either direction. You know, it's I don't really think they show favoritism in that off the film as far as always rolling left or anything like that. And like I said, they're not running the old – you know, OU wishbone when they're optioning down the field. They're going to run counters and midlines and double dives and just the power stuff. So we've got to be able to step up and plug those gaps.
Yeah, Smoky Valley comes in at 4-4 on the year, but if you look at their opponents that they've played, I mean, that's pretty deceiving.
Yeah, three of their four losses are, you know, the one district there. Well, Andale's really good. You know, everybody knows that. And then Pratt and Cheney are really good squads too, and that's three of their four losses. So, you know, they've lost to very good opponents. You know, we are very familiar with them. You know, they are, like JP said, they're old. They start 10 out of 11 guys on offense are seniors. I think every starter on defense is a senior. So they bring a lot of experience. Three of those guys started, you know, both ways from their sophomore year. So we've got a few guys that have done that too. So, you know, we just need to come out and be more physical than they are and take it to them and play our kind of football that we want to do with our offense and defensively. Fill those gaps and shut them down.
Well, probably one thing that I've noticed a little bit more about Smoky Valley than maybe in years past is they are, I mean, maybe it was probably because they were behind against Pratt, but they've thrown the ball quite a bit more this year.
Yeah, and, you know, last year coming in, week 6 or 5 we played them, you know, they had only passed the ball about 18, 20 times on the season when you look at their stats, and I think we forced them into 20 passes, so we did a really good job with the run last year, so you know, we've worked a lot of Skelly this week to work on their passing game with our secondary and linebackers because I hopefully we take care of business up front and force them to throw the ball around a little bit more again because that's not really what they want to do.
Well, you secure a district championship, a beaten district title. You already had the district wrapped up a week ago, but that's got to be pretty special for this group there coming a long ways here and getting that first-round home playoff game. That's always big and an opportunity if you win your first playoff game here, you get a second one at home.
Yeah, that's nice. We just got to take care of business and play really well. But I think the seniors have done a great job this year. They worked really hard. A lot of the other kids have too, not just the seniors. But they deserve what they're getting here. They've had a great season and really proud of what they've accomplished. And, you know, hopefully we just keep playing week after week. So.
All right, should be fun there. Friday night, Smoky Valley in town, 7 o'clock kickoff at Darner Field, and Coach Jim Turner joining us here. And thanks again for the time here, Coach. Looking forward to Friday. We'll talk to you later on here this week.
All right, thank you.